Welcome to the 80s Album of the Week, from the music capital of the world, here in Los Angeles, California. Each weekend on Back to the 80s Radio and on KHITS925.com, we're going to be taking you on a trip back to the 1980s and playing an entire album from an artist that you, that's right, that you, the 80s fans, have selected. You can drop us a choice for the album that you want to hear by going to our Back to the 80s Radio Facebook page and just send us a direct message. I'm your host, Mario Toscano, and this is the 80s Album of the Week. If you're listening to this show on Back to the 80s Radio, which transmits across all podcast platforms, you're not going to be able to hear all the songs in their entirety. You'll have to go to khits925.com every weekend starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time. If you're overseas, you'll have to get probably a VPN to do so. If you're in Canada, United States, Mexico, Central America, and South America, you'll probably be okay by going to khits925.com. Today's album comes from a band formed in the Windy City of Chicago in 1978. But it awaited its greatest success that wouldn't come until the 1980s. Best known for their double platinum hit, Eye of the Tiger, that band is the one and only Survivor, and the album of the week is Vital Signs. It was Survivor's fifth studio album and their first with vocalist Jimmy Jameson. Released August 1st, 1984. And although Jameson didn't sound exactly like their first vocalist, Dave Bickler, this would turn out to be Survivor's second most successful recording, reaching number 16 on the Billboard charts. You know what the incredible thing of 80s music is? Is that it was way ahead of its time, and that it is still as fresh and relevant as when it first aired on radio stations everywhere. And now, let's kick it right off with their very first song on the album, which can be heard in the movie Risky Business. This is I Can't Hold Back by Survivor.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the story. Turn the pages of desire.
A single that peaked at number 13, written by guitarist Frankie Sullivan and keyboard player Jim Peterik. Vital Signs was remastered in 2010 by Candy Records and added Moment of Truth. It was a song that you'll remember very well if you ever saw the original Karate Kid. A lot of great songs come out of jam sessions when bands get together. This was one of those great songs. Peterik recalls that on a rehearsal evening one day, Frankie started jamming on this really great riff. And he said, quote, "I started laying my right hand on the keyboard and coming up with that very song melody," end quote. Without further ado, this is High on You with the phenomenal vocals of Jimmy Jameson. Stephen Ellis on bass, Mark Drube on drums, hitting the U.S. Billboard charts, peaking at number 8 on March 23, 1985. Up next, a final charting single that reached number 53 on the Hot 100 in 85, but hitting at number 3 on their Vital Signs album. another musical timepiece that has the 80s written all over it. Listen to these great lyrics. We'll remember this first night forever. Huh, they don't make them like this anymore. Here's First Night.
We will remember this first night forever. After all the songs fade away and the stage fades to gray. All the foolish dreams in our head on the night we made.
A mix of power ballads and the unique rock style of Survivor produced the ever-so-catchy tunes that we remember were so huge when they were released. Now, this next song is no exception, as it spent 4 weeks in the Billboard Top 100, peaking at number 4. A song about destiny and how friendships can end up becoming even more than that if time is involved. This is a ballad that will move even the hardest people. Did you ever have that friend whose friendship you wish would have gone much further than it did? Well, hold on. Take a moment and remember, because the search is over.
How can I convince you what you see is real? Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching. You were just a girl I knew. I took for granted the friend I have in you. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the world. That was just my style. Now I look into your eyes.
So where did Survivor come up with its name? Well, before Survivor was formed, Jim Peterik was the lead vocalist, guitarist for the band The Ides of March. The Jim Peterik band formed after Peterik had released his album Don't Fight the Feeling on Epic Records in 1976. The liner notes of the album, written by Jim Charney, refers to Peterik as a survivor. This inspired the name of Peterik's next group. More of Survivor's unique and passionate story in a bit. But for now, the world is filled with broken promises, as this next song says. And relationships are the same. Maybe if there weren't so many broken promises, things would be a little different.
So
Now, it wasn't long before Survivor was causing a stir among crowds of young adults and those experiencing the challenges of growing up in that decade. The 80s was a decade where the music writers knew firsthand what it was like to have fun, what it was like to live those ups and downs of daily living. They knew exactly what notes needed to stir up certain emotions. And coming up as song number 6 in Survivor's Vital Signs album is a song that many who grew up back then say, this song knew exactly what it was like to be that popular girl. This song goes out to all those who knew a popular girl, especially to those who were attracted to that popular girl and whose hearts were set on fire by the same.
When she walks in the room, every eye in the place turns to follow her every move. She's arrived on the scene in her diamonds and jeans. Well, fast, she's got nothing to prove. It takes a long time to know her. She gives it up a little at a time. She's getting what she wants. She's a popular girl.
A little reminder that if you want to let us know what 80s album you want to share with us and have us introduce it to a whole new generation, send us a direct message by going to our Facebook fan page. Now, you can't just have amazing lyrics without an amazing poet and performer, one that will take those lyrics and bring the masses to feel what the writer intended. This is where the incredible vocals of Jimmy Jameson come in. We'll always recognize the voice of Survivor, an everlasting voice. And so, this is the one and only voice of Jimmy Jameson singing Everlasting. Everlasting.
soul, I come to you. Are we meeting here on cue? Just in time for a love affair. Like a fool, I'd walk through fire just to reach my heart's desire. Baby, would you be waiting there? World of chances missed, does forever still exist? This side of the fantasy.
Acclaimed for his vocal abilities, Jameson was recognized for also being a talented writer. And after being the frontman of bands such as Target and Cobra, it was his time with Survivor that his talent would expand throughout the globe. Jim Peterik and Frankie Sullivan knew about the magic that was in music and what happened when music came from the heart. They knew that the contagiousness of the melody would strike a chord in the crowds, but they also knew that the singer was that final piece in the band's puzzle to bring people to sing along. So let's listen to a song that goes beyond the norm and hear what it is to be that piece of the puzzle. Because after all, it's the singer, not the song.
Still you wonder if you got the clout to make it happen.
Survivor's ballads and Jameson's voice were received with an applause. No one delivered the emotions that were involved and what it was like to see that person you loved everywhere. This is a song about that person who drives you crazy in love, and you end up seeing them in everyone.
Across the atmosphere, but you're not here, and I see the shape of moonlight on the cityscape. But now the skyline wears a shroud. I hear your voice in every crowd.
It's making me crazy. I
After an on-and-off union with the band Survivor, his performance never got cold or boring. He thrilled crowds all over the world with his charisma and feeling. Jimmy Jameson's last show was on August 30th, 2014, in Morgan Hill, California, at the Cancert benefit event during the Artex Summer Concert Series. The benefit raised funds and awareness for two nonprofits supporting cancer patients, as well as career training opportunities for high school students. Survivor's 58-minute set consisted of songs like Feels Like Love, Broken Promises, Take You on a Saturday, High on You, Rockin' Into the Night, The Search is Over, Rebel Girl, I Can't Hold Back, Burning Heart, Poor Man's Son, It's the Singer, Not the Song, and ended with Eye of the Tiger. Well, that's it for today's 80s Album of the Week. If you enjoyed listening on Back to the 80s Radio and on KHITS925.com, I want you to tell your friends. Invite someone over with you and have a listening party. Kind of like what we did in the 80s, where we would have friends come over and we'd spend time listening to that new album. Don't forget to drop us a note and let us know which album you want to hear on the show. Until next time, this is Mario Toscano. And this is the 80s Album of the Week on Back to the 80s Radio Network. Be safe, be well, and go out there and introduce the 80s to a whole new generation.